Recording with the family in mind. 3, 2, 1. Are you someone who has successfully managed your own taxes and withholding adjustments each year? With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. If you pride yourself in owing no taxes and getting no refund, congratulations. You know your money. If you're someone who'd like to belong to that no tax refund check club and not let Uncle Sam use your money interest-free for a year, check out IRS publication 919. It is called How Do I Adjust My Tax Withholding? To those of you who may be thinking, but what if I adjust and don't withhold enough? Then what happens? Well, that's a good question and a real concern. You haven't withheld enough when you discover at the end of the year that you owe money. This often happens when you have more than one job, your spouse works, you have income that isn't subject to withholding, such as rent, dividends, interest, or capital gains, or you owe other taxes like self-employment or household employment taxes. If you underestimate, it's expensive. You might end up in an interest and penalty situation for under withholding. If those are your circumstances, all the more reasons you might want to ease the stress on yourself and work with a reputable financial specialist who will help you avoid that situation. All that's required to decrease your withholding once you determine the adjustment is to fill out a new W-4 form and give it to your employer. The change should be effective immediately. That's it. Proper withholding demonstrates that you're in financial control. Finally, for all of those who say, but the tax refund check is my yearly savings, that's why I love the refund. Okay. If you faithfully, no matter what, dump the check into savings, more power to you. But it's often hard to take that windfall to the bank. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.